Hartford Courant, Wednesday, September 18th, 1918, page 6. Spanish influenza in Connecticut. State Health Department reports spread of mysterious disease. Dr. Black gives advice to public. No occasion for alarm if proper precautions are taken. Spanish influenza, that mysterious and rapidly spreading illness, has started an offensive in Connecticut, and the State Board of Health officials think it quite possible that the disease will become epidemic throughout the state within a few days. The disease first occurred in the state at the Naval Training Station in New London, and within 3 days the number of cases has grown to several hundred, and is said still to be spreading rapidly. Ambulances are in constant use, carrying sufferers to their homes or to hospitals, and the armory has been pressed into service as a hospital. No occasion for alarm was suggested, provided that people take proper precautions to avoid the disease, and to care for it when it develops. The great danger is the development of pneumonia after premature returning to work. The malady is particularly contagious. A very large percentage of those exposed to the disease become ill. The incubation period is about 1 to 2 days. The rapidity of the development of Spanish influenza is shown by the fact that after only about 10 days of prevalence, the disease has reached thousands of people in the United States. Dr. John T. Black of the State Health Department said yesterday that the disease is usually about 3 days' duration. Although many patients become prostrated with the disease a second time when they have practically recovered from the first attack. About 2% of Spanish influenza cases develop into pneumonia, most of the pneumonia coming from the recurrent cases. In New London, one death has been reported from pneumonia, which developed from this disease. A few cases have been reported from other Connecticut localities, including New Haven and Manchester. And Mr. Black said yesterday that other towns would probably report cases in the next day or two. Because of the rapid spreading of the disease, quarantine is practically impossible. But Dr. Black declared that it is the patriotic duty of everyone who is taken with the disease to isolate himself or herself at once. Public gatherings held indoors should be avoided, as well as contact with suspected cases. The disease usually makes itself known very suddenly. The victim often been taken with chills and a violent headache on the street or at work. The symptoms are very similar to those of coronary grip, and the health officials regard the disease as grip in epidemic form. The health officials especially desire to emphasize the point that the greatest danger from the epidemic comes from attempts to worry along with it instead of going to bed. The State Board of Health has issued instructions to all local health officials as follows. 1. Epidemic influenza is hereby declared a reportable communicable disease until further notice. 2. All cases or suspected cases should be reported in accordance with the Regulation 4 of the Sanitary Code and shall be controlled in accordance with Section C, Regulation 20, which provides that patients shall not be put under quarantine but shall be isolated. 3. Note definite restrictions can be placed on contacts, but indiscriminating visits to patients must be forbidden. These regulations have been in force in New London for a week. Page 9. Windsor Weds want question voted by town. First time in history of town they have presented such petition. Special to the Courant. Windsor, Wednesday, September 18th. For the first time in the history of ancient Windsor, the license forces yesterday presented a petition to the town clerk to have the license question voted upon at a town election. Heretofore, it has been the no license forces who have petitioned for this vote. But as the town went dry last year, to have the question voted upon at the coming town election, it was necessary for the license advocates to present the petition. The no-license workers will put up a strong fight to keep the town in the dry column, and last evening there was a meeting of these workers in Campbell Hall. Reports received indicated that many who a year ago did not favor no licenses were convinced that it was for the best interest of the town to have it dry. Others feel that as a patriotic measure, it should be kept dry. The last day for handing in now names of those to be made voters is tomorrow, and a large influx is expected, both from the license and no-license camps. Fined for careless shooting. Floyd Wilson of Greenfield Street was arrested yesterday, charged with assault and careless use of firearms. He, with his father George Wilson, were shooting at a target, and some of the bullets did not hit the mark, but instead went over into the cornfield, where Walter C. Smith was working. As the bullets came uncomfortably close, Mr. Smith reported the matter to his father, and the latter told the son to go over and ask the Wilsons to shoot in another direction. Some words followed between Smith and Floyd Wilson, and the latter struck the former with his fist in the eye. Justice James A. McCann found the accused guilty on both counts and imposed a fine of $5 and costs for assault and $1 for the careless use of firearms. John Bushnell, a fireman of the United States Merchant Marines, is home on furlough of 21 days and is visiting his parents, Mr. and Mrs. William Bushnell of Pequannock Avenue. A Union Love Feast will be held at the Methodist Church this evening at 7:30 o'clock. Palisado Lodge of Oddfellows will meet this evening in Oddfellows Hall. Windsor Troop of Boy Scouts will resume its meeting in the Town Hall on Friday evening.